What can I do for you?
Well, yeah, I've got a special reason I'm calling. You know, we work with highly successful companies across Canada that are looking at one day wanting to sell their business for a big profit, or they're scaling up their operations. And the reason I'm calling is I've got a research analyst that's been, you know, researching your business and your types of businesses, because I've got a client that's looking to diversify into your area of business, and I'm wondering if you've ever thought about exit planning at all.
Well, yes, we have, but we're not, at the moment, not interested in it. We have some other plans which are moving ahead very nicely, so I would probably say, since you're probably the 15th PE I've talked to in the last 2 months.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's I suppose we're a target because we're the last family-operated business in the food preset. So I suppose that brings a little more attention than it might normally.
There's very few of you guys.
No, that's true. And since we have the largest production facilities in the world, I guess that probably makes a difference as well.
So what's the plans in the future? Like, what's the vision in the next 5 years? You're just going to scale it up and then sell?
Yeah, we're continuing to. We have lots of capacity.
Yeah.
We've got probably running at about, it depends on whether we run one, two, or three shifts. We've got lots of excess capacity, and so we're not really in need of a lot of capital. So
yeah.
So cash flows are strong, and so pretty good situation, all things considered. And the dollar's going to hell in a basket, which is really nice, so.
Well, you're probably doing a lot of exporting to the States, right?
Yeah, they're our big customers.
Awesome, so, awesome. You got to love that. You know, I wanted to bounce this off you. You know, what we do is, you know, we do two different things. We help companies scale up, or we help them, sell their company for a big windfall. There are some changes to Section 55 of the income tax coming into effect in 2017. The tax rules are about to change for business owners. And a lot of our clients are wanting to make sure that they're running their businesses, their structures, you know, like tax efficient and tax preferred as possible.
Yeah. And we've been actually looking at that for the last 2 or 3 years, and we've got property separated, and, you know, a few of the normal things that you probably look at.
Plus yeah.
Some special treatments of accelerated write-offs and investment credits and things like that. So Ernst & Young does all of our work, so I think they've probably given us fairly good advice over the last 5 years.
Well, you know, that's awesome, you know, and it's always good to have a well-rounded advice, sphere of influence. The reason why I say this is that, you know, I know you're in Edmonton, and maybe you don't know what goes on so much in BC, but our president or CEO is a guy named Daniel Popescu. He won the Business in Vancouver 40 Under 40 Top Entrepreneur of the Year in 2014. We only work with the highest net worth families and successful companies in Canada. Daniel delivers 300 lectures on wealth management and tax minimization per year. He talks with Kevin Leary from Dragon's Den. There's only a handful of people in Canada, in fact, doing what we're doing. And we teach portfolio managers and accountants our techniques and strategies. But specifically, we've got a corporate investment shelter that would allow you to be grandfathered in before 2017. And it's like, it's amazing. It's like a bank account. You can set it up through your corporation. It grows on a tax shelter basis about 4% a year. You can put money in. You can access it, take money out. It's 90% tax-free. We've got a solid case study of a local company that invested over $60 million over the course of their career, and we added another $22 million to their bottom line. You know, and I'm just, you know, wondering, you know, you're in a great situation, Jerry. I'm wondering if you just might be open just to a quick 5-minute conversation with one of my senior partners, just to see if there's some synergy or common ground in what we're doing and what you may want to do.
Well, it's possible, but I would defer that till sometime towards the end of July. I'm just finishing off audited statements right now, so I got a couple of fairly busy weeks, and always nice to have those behind me so I know exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
So, and we've gone through some major reorganizations, corporate restructuring, so I think I need that sort of on paper to see what I've got.
No problem at all.
So I would say that if we were going to have some conversation like that, it needs to be towards the end of July.
Oh, that'd be a pleasure. Can I ask you one thing? You know, and I just, this is, you know, I just want to know what the name of your company means. Like, what does that mean something?
It's the name of the bearberry bush, which grows under all of the conifer trees up in the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, okay.
So,
And what's the right way to pronounce it?
Kinnikinnick.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. It's a lovely name.
There you go. Yeah, well, it's one you can't spell, you can't pronounce, but you do have a tendency to remember it.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
So that's why we kept it, yeah.
No, it's really good. I really like it. Hey, well, no worries. I'll let you be with that, and I'll circle back, maybe mid-July.
Sure, that sounds fine. We'll have another discussion then.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for your time.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.